Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport executive Brian Malinowski is currently on life support after a wild shootout with ATF at 6 o'clock this morning, where one ATF agent had non-life-threatening gunshot wounds. But the brother of Malinowski is stating that his brother is currently on life support and the doctors are not going to do any surgery on him because they anticipate that he's not going to make it. ATF had showed up at his house this morning to serve a search warrant. That's the first red flag. His brother is asking why they didn't just serve him the search warrant at work. The second thing is that they are reporting that the ATF just kicked in the door and stormed the house as if it were swatted, which then his brother responded, which resulted in the firefight. Brother had stated that he was an avid collector of firearms and other weapons as well as coins and lived in an upper middle class suburb and earned about $253,000 a year. Because of that and his pretty ho-hum lifestyle, he could not fathom his brother being in anything illegal. He had far too much to lose. A public record search of Brian Malinowski showed no arrests other than run-ins with police. They saw firefighters carrying circular saws, crowbars, and other tools into the house after the incident. A week before all of this had happened, apparently Malinowski had met with senators out in Arkansas to talk about the dealings of the airport. And police are currently still investigating the case and kind of what happened, but his brother is like, something isn't right. Malinowski is responsible for the administration, operations, maintenance, and development of the airport, which belongs and is named after Bill and Hillary Clinton. And many people are asking, and I have to too, I wonder what his ties were with Boeing. More to come.
Now, shots ring out in a West Little Rock neighborhood this morning between ATF agents and the executive director of the Clinton National Airport. Good evening and thanks for joining us. For Fox 16 News at 6:30, I'm Kevin Kelly. Our Neil Zarang at the scene shortly after it happened and explains what prompted the exchange of gunfire.
The airport director was shot at least twice because state police say there were gunshot wounds. An ATF agent was shot once and we're told it was with non-life-threatening injuries. And both are now in area hospitals from last with what we've been told.
I'm just really curious as to what was going on a few houses down.
Neighbors in the dark as ATF arrived at 4 Durand Court Tuesday morning. It was around 6 a.m. Their operation to serve a federal search warrant went sideways.
I heard about 5 or 6 like loud bangs.
Shay DeBrien woke up to the gunfire and witnessed an ambulance, fire truck, and multiple law enforcement agencies swarm the street. Even with an explanation given by authorities that homeowner and Clinton National Airport executive director Brian Malinowski shot toward ATF agents first and they returned fire, injuring both sides, she has questions.
I talked to other neighbors and all of us are just kind of confused.
An investigation is ongoing into whether the use of deadly force was justified. Our station contacted the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Arkansas to try and obtain a copy of the warrant to learn what it was for, but we were told we could not see it.
I've only heard like good things about the lady that lives there, and it's just sad to hear that this happened.
State police said additional information will be released as it becomes available. And early this evening, we did see that firefighters returned to the scene. They brought circular saws, crowbars, and other pieces of equipment the Little Rock Fire Department tells me are used to cut through metal. We asked what it is they're cutting through, and they couldn't tell me at this time. Reporting in Little Rock, Neil Zarang, Fox 16 News.
Neil, thank you very much. And earlier this afternoon, the Little Rock Airport Commission releasing a statement saying their executive director, Bill Walker, said in part, quote, "Today's incident saddens us and we pray for everyone involved. The airport's day-to-day operations continue as normal." The commission also named an interim executive director, Tom Clark, the airport's deputy executive director, will now serve in that position.
Hey, guys, so this is what I expected. I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, oh, I just got done recording by Elon Musk and Don Lemon. I'll go, you know, look over or talk about fucking Mitch McConnell's billionaire dead niece or sister-in-law. What the fuck? Just now at 1:48 a.m., it's just now 4:30 a.m. my time. Executive at Bill and Hillary Clinton Airport brain dead, not expected to survive after being shot in the head during gunfight with federal agents? Brothers, what the fuck? Yo. Hey, yo, what the fuck? That's kind of wild. That's not a headline I expect you to see. How's y'all day doing? Just add another fucking body to the fucking Clinton body count, shall we? By Nicole McEntry. My goody gracious. What's this? Today's headlines. That doesn't mean anything. We'll come back to that story later on. A top executive at Bill and Hillary Clinton's National Airport is brain dead and not likely to survive more than a day after a gunfight with federal agents as they executed a search warrant, his brother claims. Brian Malinowski, 53, the executive director at the Little Rock, Arkansas, of course, Arkansas, the Clinton's backyard, Arkansas Airport, Arkansas, was shot in the head when gunfire erupted at his Little Rock home around 6 a.m. Tuesday. Quote, he was injured with a gunshot wound, and threatened on scene, or treated on scene, my apologies, by paramedics, before being transported to a local hospital, the Arkansas State Police said in a statement today. Oof. You know, you had that Boeing whistleblower getting found dead. Just saying. Yeah, you know what's funny about that, Letitia James? Me too. If you're just listening to this, don't worry about what I just said. It's a little headline scene in the corner. No information about the search warrant or why Malinowski's home was subject to a raid has been released. Quote, something stinks to high hell. Brother Matthew. Yeah, it's the Clintons. Malinowski. I was told they smell like sulfur. Told NBC News. Family members rushed to Malinowski's side on Wednesday, where last rites were given to the wounded airport administrator, according to the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Quote, we don't know if he's going to make it the next 24 hours, Matthew told NBC. At his brother's bedside, he was shot in the head. Yeah, and if he does make it, what is that existence? Doctors placed the injured Brian Malinowski on life support and wouldn't perform surgery on him, quote, because they didn't think he was going to make it. Hence guaranteeing he's not going to make it. There you go. Why? Probably because he was not meant to make it in the first place. That's unfortunate. His brother told the outlet. The airport executive is reportedly... Oops. Fuck off. There we go. The airport executive is reportedly an avid collector of guns, weapons, and coins. And none of that's relevant as far as I'm concerned. You're allowed to collect and have as many of those items as you would like as far as I fucking care. Weapons and coins. And lived in an upper middle class neighborhood making $253,000 a year as top brass at the Joint Civil Military Airport. Quote, when someone makes that much money, there's no incentive to do anything wrong, his brother added. That's not true. Epstein's client list will attest to that. Quote, he has so much to lose. Again, that doesn't mean shit to a lot of people. It's actually the risk of possibly losing everything that is the driving incentive. And what a shifty bunch of looking people. This weird manlet in the middle who looks like... He looks like if the dude from Law & Order SVU got half his knees removed. One agent with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, as we call it, that's the FAG right there. The FAG stands for Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Fact. And explosives. Suffered a non-life-threatening gunshot wound during the ATF's early morning federal search warrant. Now that's unfortunate. I mean, it's unfortunate that he got shot. Darn. Darn. Oops. Anyway. One agent with the Bureau. Fuck those assholes. Those level 3 plates, bitch. Neighbors and Malinowski reported watching guns and ammunition being taken from the Durance Court home. Doesn't mean anything. before being loaded onto a trailer as firefighters brought in crowbars and circular saws to cut metal inside the residence, according to KARK. The quiet cul-de-sac was shocked to hear the shooting before witnessing emergency vehicles swarm the neighborhood. Quote,
I heard about five or six, like, loud bangs,
Shay Dunbrun allegedly told the outfit. Look at this. There's something really kind of sketchy about this ATF dude. I mean, it's ATF, of course, but is that a Rick and Morty hat? No, I'm serious. Is that a fucking Rick and Morty hat? I'm pretty sure I know somebody who owns that exact fucking hat. God, New York Post, your website sucks. Fucking a dick. Can't really tell, but that's the hat that a friend of mine has this hat. And I'm looking at this hat here, and I'm kind of like looking at the drip text a little bit. You know, like the way, that's kind of just what I'm looking at here. Oh, that'd be wild. That would make me like, is this ATF? Is this like a whack job? These not real ATF agents. Okay, it's not. It's not. Because the text isn't here. Okay. Just for a second, I'm like, what the fuck is... Wait a minute. That's a Storkel logo. These are not the same hat. Yeah, there's text right there. Look at that. Look at that reflection. That... That's weird. Yeah, those are not the same hats, but that's the same guy. Maybe it's not, but it's totally gotta be the same guy. That's not the same hat. That's weird. That's weird. Not me being a professional noticer over here. My heart was racing and the dogs were barking. Yeah, no shit. He started adding, quote, I'm just really curious as to what was going on just a few houses down. An investigative case file will be presented to the prosecuting attorney who will determine whether or not use of deadly force was consistent with Arkansas law. It's involving the Clintons. They will find whatever ruling they need to find. Malinowski joined Bill and Hillary Clinton's National Airport in 2008 as Director of Properties, Planning and Development, and was promoted to Deputy Director in 2009, according to his biography on the airport website. Clinton's ties to the Arkansas stemmed Bill Clinton's governorship from 1979 to 1981. Yeah, wow, that was a real long time governor. I wonder what happened. Why such a short term, Bill? That's your homework. And from 1983 to 92. The first term was a little interesting, wasn't it? With Wires Post. What are the comments saying? Anyone else curious if... Oh, there's no comment section yet. I mean, this story did just come out. Yeah, we don't have any details. This just happened. So, yeah. That's a fascinating, fun little ditty of an episode. What do you guys think? I'll be doing more digging into this as information comes out. So that being said, this has been Inside Four Walls. I'm your host, James Madison. This was funky.